welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Blair Oaks Falcons. I'm your host, Tony Hawley. As a special treat, we have two News Tribune staffers sitting with us this week. But before we get to that, let's listen to a little bit of Greg Jackson's conversation with Blair Oaks head coach, Ted LePage.
All right, Coach, let's take a quick look back at last week. You know, 59-28 win against Blue Valley Southwest. When you had a chance to look back on film, what were some of the things that you liked about what you saw from your team for playing a really good Class 5A Kansas school?
Well, there's five areas that we really attack. Alignment, assignment, stance, start, and effort. And in this game, we were on point on all five of those areas. I thought our effort was as good as we've been all year, but our alignment, our assignments were just spot on. You look at each phase of the game, it just seemed like each phase of the game was picking each other up. If somebody had a bad moment, there was another player to pick them up, or if the offense had to punt, defense got to stop. If defense gave up a score, offense got to score. Special teams got blocked field goal. We got, you know, return kickoff for a touch, or kickoff return for a touchdown. So it just seemed like each area was picking everybody up in this game, and that was really pleasing as a coach to watch it.
And, you know, at quarterback, I thought Tyler Bax had a huge game for you. What did you like that you saw from him in that win?
His decision-making was just exactly the way it needed to be. He went through his processes. We have a play that he hit three different receivers. We ran the play three different times. He hit three different receivers as far as what the coverage gave him. Earlier in the season, I think he was processing, but he was trying to make things happen. Now he's in an element where he sees it and he's allowing his players to make plays. I'm going to trust my eyes and make the decision I need to make instead of, I think I can squeeze this ball in here. And that has been his biggest difference. Then also his decision making on the run game. We put us in some plays. We had some check with me's at the line. He put us in some specific positions to have some success.
And, you know, defensively, you know, really stepped up the last 15, 16 minutes of the game. I know you told Trevor Hahn after the game that, to some effect that, you know, Blue Valley Southwest having a number of players go both ways probably played a role into that. But really, I thought the defense, it seemed like the defense did a great job of shutting down A.J. Calvo. Really did a good job of limiting the quarterback, whether it's through the run or the air. What did you like that you saw in the defense in the second half?
The change of line of scrimmage. In the first two quarters, I don't know if we were getting a change of line of scrimmage. Our defensive line really exerted themselves. Late in the third and into the fourth quarter, our defensive line just made a massive surge. And then coming up and getting the pressure they started to get on the quarterback, we didn't get really great sacks or any big hits, but the ball was coming out early, and we were able to get two interceptions by Sam Closter and Dylan Kliegel, and those were backbreakers for them. When we got those, they couldn't match us score for score anymore. Now it was we were gaining possessions, and when we started gaining possessions in the second half, our defense got infectious. As soon as Sam got that first turnover, you get to see our the electricity in our defense ignite, and it was like, okay, we're in a position we can win this game. Let's go finish it.
And, okay, this week's opponent, the Alden Mustangs, what have you seen from them on film?
Their quarterback's a really dynamic player. They got a really dynamic running back. Their offensive line is big, physical, looks part. They've had some really successful opportunities the past couple weeks. They really played well in the first half against Southern Boone. Defensively, they're not making any mistakes. They're in a position they need to be. They've been mostly 40 front, but they're not afraid to come after people, and they're very, very aggressive. And that's exciting to see in our conference that Eldon is an aggressive football team.
All right, that was Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage, and as I alluded to a little bit in the intro, we've got two News Tribune staffers because due to some scheduling quirks last week, we had kind of some different people moving around covering different teams.
So swappity-doo.
Exactly.
little pitchy-pitchy-woo-woo. We wanted to have a remake of the movie.
So before we look ahead to this week's game with Greg Jackson, we're going to look back to last week's game with Trevor Hahn, who was in the Kansas City area for a wedding, so that worked out well for the Falcons' long trip to Blue Valley Southwest last week. So, Trevor, you got to see your first Blair Oaks game. You also got to see a pretty convincing victory, 59-28. So what were your impressions kind of getting to see the Falcons last week?
Can confirm they are very, very, very good at the sport of football. I mean, they came into the game obviously rolling, and they were playing a really good and big team on the other side, and they sent a physicality statement that I think was really the biggest key in the game. They came out, and the offensive line was giving Tyler Bax all day to throw the football. They were getting a bunch of push in the running game, and defensively, they were laying some hits early on in that game that I don't think the Timberwolves were expecting. And I think the biggest thing for Blair Oaks in that game was being able to answer. Every time Blue Valley Southwest scored a touchdown, Blair Oaks answered with a touchdown. Obviously, they had two punts in the first half. That's not something Blair Oaks does a lot. They only had two punts headed into the game all season. So there was those two mishaps, but everything other than that, there was eight touchdown drives and one field goal. Right. So they sent a statement early in the game with a huge touchdown pass to Brady Dapkus. I believe it was 67 yards. They answer the opening touchdown from Blue Valley Southwest with a beautiful reverse kickoff return. So, and then from there on, they really just controlled the game. Every time Blue Valley Southwest was gaining momentum, they stole it right back, and then they kind of stole their hearts late in that game with 28 unanswered when it was close.
I think there's a little bit of trepidation sometimes for home fans where you go, why are we scheduling teams like this? Why are we scheduling bigger teams from other states? Why are we going to other states? You know, I think all of this was very positive from the standpoint of, I think Blair Oaks has always been willing to play anybody, anywhere, at any time. And I think it's one of those things where the positives you take away from it are always better than the negatives. And so I think even if, say, they'd gone and lost this game, I'm sure it would have been a large learning curve. But it's nice when you are able to go, we're going to learn some stuff about our team and we're going to get a victory. Man, that's awesome when you can do both.
Yeah, and it was really cool talking to Tyler Bax after the game. Obviously, it was the first game for Blair Oaks outside of the state of Missouri. Mm-hmm. So it was cool for the players to be a part of that first road trip outside the state. But Tyler, in general, when I asked him the question, made it a statement to say automatically, we didn't want to be the first team to go outside the state. We want to be the first team to go out and win.
Right.
And they wanted to represent their school and they wanted to represent the state. And they did that in a big way. And, it was a lot of fun to watch.
I think it's one of those games, too, where you look at it and go, okay, there are going to be games where you come into at a certain point in the season where you go, okay, we're going to have an edge here or we're going to have an edge there. But this team might have an edge here or an edge there. And like you say, you know, it's always nice when you can play a bigger team and go, okay, we're going to have to somehow match the physicality of people who are bigger than us. So I got to imagine that, you know, Coach LePage is probably very happy about the fact that you go, okay, doesn't matter how imposing the other team looks, we can always find ways to win against teams like that. So I think that's another confidence boost where you draw from it later on down the road and go, hey, it doesn't matter if we go into a game outmatched or physically overmatched, quote unquote, we know we can match teams like that.
Yeah, and they might have been slightly worried about the size of the other team up front. They were able to scheme their way around that. And like I mentioned, even if they weren't able to, the kids took care of business. And they also saw kind of a mismatch in the secondary with the wide receivers that Blair Oaks has. And I don't know how much they normally throw the ball downfield, but they were taking shots consistently down the field. And it led to a career night from Tyler Bax, going 16 of 19 for 333 yards. And that started from the opening drive and really went all the way through the game, and anytime they needed that big play, they really just turned to him and let Brady Dabkiss and Jackson Engelbrecht and Brendan Rackers and all of them beat their defenders downfield man-to-man coverage, and they were able to do it consistently, and that's a very hard thing to do.
Let's take a quick break for an ad read. At Carpet Values, we offer the guaranteed lowest prices on all your flooring needs, and now, during our fall savings event, you can save even more. We are stocked full of carpet, vinyl plank, tile, laminates, rugs, and more. Don't miss out on these hot fall savings. Come see us at Carpet Values and take advantage of our guaranteed lowest prices. We're your low-price superstore at I-70 and Highway 54 in Kingdom City. So in the end result, Blair Oaks improves to 5-1 overall. It's kind of a step away from Tri-County. Now we're coming back into the Tri-County. So Greg, I guess this is the point at which we turn to you and say, well, you didn't get to see the fun part of the long road trip. You didn't get to see the first game outside the state. Now you're back into Tri-County action. But that has its own allure, right?
It's Eldon. It's a nice little trip down Highway 54.
Not quite as long as last week, right?
Not as long, no. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's hard to complain about a long road trip when a lot of your road trips are a half hour. I mean, that's going to be a long road trip up to Maryville for the season opener next year. But going back, really quick before we move on to Eldon, I mean, that's 2 years in a row Blair Oaks has played a Class 5A school from Kansas and has won resounding, if I remember, I want to say like the the Topeka Seaman score last year was like 63-28, and they were really good last year. So, I mean, Blair Oaks has shown they can get – I mean, you talk about the win, but you also get the bonus points. So, really, if you lose, the bonus points wash out the loss. So, that, I mean, it's a two-for-one.
Right.
Okay, moving ahead to Eldon, you know, they're playing a team that started the year 3-0.
Right.
Won all three non-conference games. They've lost their first three conference games.
Yeah.
You know, they're scoring points. They're just giving up a few more. I mean, you know, losing 41-22 to Osage, 38-29 to Hallsville, 39-15 to Southern Boone. They're not getting blown out, but they're not getting enough stops, and they're not getting into the end zone often enough to come out in these wins. And take a look. Now you got Blair Oaks. You've got California, and you've got Boonville. And you look at Eldon, and it's like, man, it's going to be – I know they're probably looking ahead to the California game because that, I mean, that's probably their best chance at getting a win for the rest of the regular season.
Sure.
So there's a lot of speed, I will say this. I mean, I look at they graduated Hunter Hess, who, you know, is their all-state baseball pitcher who was also quarterback last year and kind of did everything for them.
Yeah.
But if you look at a lot of these names, and I remember, you know, covering some Eldon kids in state track, and I'm like, man, this kid was in like the 4x1, or I mean, they've got fast kids.
Right.
So that's the other thing is they've got some speed. This will be an interesting test for the Blair Oaks defense because, you know, they faced some speed and they faced some size last week. Now you're facing a lot of, I mean, again, I'm looking at a lot of these kids when the 4x1 ran like a 42-second 4x1, which is phenomenal, maybe even faster than that. So, I mean, it's a lot of speed. You've got to find a way, and you can't afford broken or missed tackles against Eldon because you've got to wrap them up on initial contact.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting, I think, for Blair Oaks to look at it and see how do they utilize that speed, because it sounds like, well, we've got a new head coach and we've got a new offensive system, so it's going to be a matter of, you know, they're going to have some different people maybe in some different places depending on what they come out and run tonight.
Yeah, really quick, you know, the new coach at Eldon is Nick Griffin. He took over in January for Chad Holt, who had been there for, I believe, the previous 6 years as head coach before Shannon Jolly came up to the Capital City area. No wing T. It's more of a spread offense, but they're also not going to get away from the run game. Even though it is a spread offense, they still want to run the ball first.
Right.
That being said, you know, we've talked about this in the past with the Eldon podcast each year, that even though it's a wing T, they're going to throw their most pass attempts against Blair Oaks every single year because Blair Oaks always found a way to shut down the run game, which forced them to throw the ball.
Right.
Beanlin can throw the ball. I mean, he had 349 yards passing in the loss to Osage. So he's got some receivers with Jalen Beckman, with Devin Hardy. You know, Andrew Beanlin also can run the ball. You've also got Colin Brisbane. So they've got the skill players, and they're also returning four offensive linemen. So there's a lot of familiarity. I know it's a slightly different system, but again, this is an Eldon team that just, you know, they're hungry for a win. You know, it's got to be frustrating when you start 3-0 and then the blink of an eye you're back to .500. So this is an Eldon program that is just dying to get back in the win column.
Yeah. So I don't think I'm expecting an upset tonight. I don't think that, you know, there's anything about that. But is there any way that maybe the Eldon defense can slow down this prolific Blair Oaks offense at all to kind of maybe keep it a game for longer than maybe we might expect?
The one thing that Blair Oaks has had to do a little different this year in game planning, and I mean, I heard this on a couple of shows, is that Eldon throws multiple defenses at teams.
Okay.
I mean, they like to line up in a 4-4. They've also shown a 3-man front. I mean, they like to really throw a number of different things. Now, the question is, who's going to dictate this? Is it going to be the Blair Oaks offense, or is it going to be the Eldon defense?
Yeah.
And to me, I mean, if Blair Oaks has been doing what they've been doing, they're going to be the ones that dictate it. So it's really, whichever team, you have to be the first one, because if you're the one playing catch up, it's going to be a long night.
Yeah. And I think the fact that, you know, it seems like, you know, we've talked, you know, early in the season, it's like, oh, Blair Oaks has been great on offense, but they haven't got this guy maybe going full speed. They haven't got maybe this guy going full speed. I think this has got to be very frustrating for an Eldon team coming in thinking, how do we attack this when you don't know what they might exploit? Because it does sound like now we're starting to get more and more people going, but it still sounds like, boy, Blair Oaks might not have even tapped what they may be by the end of the season.
Yeah, like, Like you and I have been talking about, I would argue last week was Blair Oaks' most complete offensive game, even though they scored in the 60s three other times.
Right.
Mostly because, you know, Tyler Backus got going. Hayden Lackman got going. Brady Dapkus got going.
Right.
I don't think there has been a game this year until last Friday where all three of them got going in the same game. Yeah. Sometimes it was Backus and Lackman. Like, I mean, the opener is Backus and Dapkus. You know, sometimes it was Backus and Lackman. Sometimes it was just Lackman. Sometimes it was just Backus.
Right.
So it was kind of nice to see all three of them. And then you throw in, like Trevor said, you got Brent. I thought Brendan Rakers had a great game last week.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are going to look at him as a number three option. If that's your number three option at receiver, my goodness,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
a really good option.
Yeah.
And you know, you also got Jack Kerouac at receiver, who is a great number four option. So, that, I mean, that's the thing. If you're Eldon, you've got to find a way to match up well against them because yeah. – Blair Oaks is a team that will try to find a weakness and then they're going to exploit it if at all possible.
Yeah. Without going too much into it, this is one of those things where you go, okay, if we divide the season into thirds, we're now into that third
yeah.
turn. So I think it's, you know, it's one of those things where you look at it and go, you kind of mentioned how the things shape up going down the stretch for Eldon. Well, this is the first of a three-game stretch for Blair Oaks that includes Eldon, Hallsville, Southern Boone.
Yeah.
So, again, I think it's a good competitive stretch to kind of end things. Yes, I think there'll be heavy favorites in each one of these games, but I also don't think you can necessarily predict a walkover. So I think this is probably, you know, I'm sure coaches are always like, well, let's get better from this game to the next game. Let's get better from this third to that third. This is going to be a nice stretch where I think it's going to be, this is ramp-up time to what, you know, the end result, which is playoff time.
Yeah, and I mean, again, you're playing for that one seed in districts because there are 17 district. Number one seed gets a first round bye right now. Blair Oaks has again, because they got so many points last week, they've got a comfortable lead for
sure.
the one seed. I believe they have a 6 or so point lead okay. over Navanasa with 3 games to go. So if they go out and keep winning, they're going to get that first round bye. Whereas when we were talking last year, it was a week by week, just
right.
checking to see what Moberly did.
Sure.
Even if they won, Moberly was still getting bonus points every week from playing in the NCMC. But, you know, you take a look, and if Blair Oaks just keeps doing what they're doing, and if I believe Eldon's also a district opponent, so it's a 2-for-1 if you can get
right.
a win. You get a conference win, you
yep.
get a district head-to-head win. Makes a big difference moving forward. So, yeah, I think if they just come out and keep doing what they're doing, everything's going to fall into place at the start of the postseason.
Yeah. All right, I guess I'll just ask you, who comes out on top tonight at Eldon?
You know, I think Blair Oaks is going to come out on top. Really quick before I say the score, so Bryson Varner is going to miss this week's game. He suffered an injury in the Blue Valley Southwest game last week. However, Halford is going to be back this week as a punter.
Okay.
And then he will be cleared probably on Monday to return to full activity. So that's another wide receiver target as only a sophomore. So
right.
a wealth of riches right
sure.
there for that offense once they get him back.
Yeah.
But he'll take over as punter. Hayden Lackman had been the punter only for 4 punts, but, you know, so be it.
Right.
But anyhow, back to the score. I think Blair Oaks wins this game 56-7.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Greg Jackson and Trevor Hahn, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Greg Jackson on Twitter at ActionJackson05. That's Action JAXON05. Thanks for listening.